This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's dig into the feds here quickly. We're going to get to some Bill Gates stuff and Fauci stuff and emails. All that stuff's still coming this hour, but there's a little update on something, and I'm going to break this down for you. Barry Croft is his name. Who is Barry Croft? He was a truck driver. Barry Croft was a truck driver, 39 years old, in Michigan. And he was living in the basement of a vacuum repair shop in a strip mall. That's where he was living. It didn't have running water, by the way. I'm not going to sit here and, Adam Fox. Adam Fox is there. Then there's Barry Croft as well. So there's two different, let's just focus on those two. That's their names, Adam Croft, Barry Fox. Okay? But let's talk about living in the basement of a vacuum repair shop. Okay? These are guys who have had a rough go of it at life. All right? They have had a rough go of it at life. Life hasn't worked out that well. Mentally, they're not doing that great. And so what happens to them? What happens? Well, here's what happens. And this is what's a couple years ago. So just follow with me here. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, they find these guys. And they decide that they can use these guys in order to make Republicans look like domestic terrorists. They can frame these guys for crimes. They can help them commit the crimes. And then arrest them for the crimes they helped them commit, creating a national buzz. Well, it does a couple things. One, it helps Joe Biden get elected. It helps cement in the minds of the public that Republicans are dangerous terrorists. And it actually helps the FBI in the end, because once the FBI creates a terror plot, then the FBI gets to do, well, what Christopher Wray did today and go in front of Congress and explain that, hey, man, we're out here stopping terror plots. We need more moolah.
I elevated racially motivated violent extremism to a national threat priority all the way back in June, I think it was, or the summer of 2019. And we have surged resources to address that. And the pace of investigations and arrests over my first 3.5 years as director, doubled, or in the case of arrests, even tripled in this space. So we have been working hard on it, but we do need more resources in this space. And our fiscal 22 budget specifically asks for more resources to help address the domestic terrorism threat.
Okay. So what happened with Adam Fox and Barry Croft? Well, once they pulled him out of the bottom of the vacuum repair shop, by the way, it was Fox in the vacuum repair shop, Croft, same type of situation, but that was Fox. So once they found a way to radicalize this guy, they began to tell this guy that he needed to stand up to Gretchen Whitmer, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So what did they do? The FBI and the FBI's informants, they began to organize a plan for these guys to kidnap and then assassinate Gretchen Whitmer. Do you know that the FBI and the FBI's informants, they actually took these guys to Gretchen Whitmer's summer home in Michigan and said that's where they should pull it off? They told them about the plan to take her out on a boat in the Great Lakes. I'm not making this up. The FBI even gave them the explosives they were supposed to use as part of the plot right before they busted them and then charged them for possession of the explosives they just gave them. Then, this wasn't the end of it, though. Once the FBI planned, funded, and organized this assassination attempt with the vacuum repair shop guys, the FBI then handed the reins over to the federal government, because these guys are charged with federal crimes. They would stand in front of federal judges. You know, the federal judges who have repeatedly abused the January 6th political prisoners, repeatedly gone in the tank on behalf of the federal government. Trump judges too, by the way, I might point out. Well, the federal judges in this case, they took extraordinary steps. What kind of steps would those be? Well, you know how I just said The FBI and the FBI's informants, they planned, organized, and funded the whole thing. Well, I didn't just make that up. There are all kinds of communications, as you can imagine. This is the email and text world. There are all kinds of communications with FBI agents and FBI informants, all kinds of them involving this. Can you imagine what those communications must say? Man, that would be really helpful information for the jury to know when they're trying to figure out, okay, am I just dealing with some loser who got radicalized online, or is this some guy really out there trying to end the republic? Would be really important for the jury to see those, right? Did you know the federal judge in the case blocked all those from coming to light? They weren't allowed in the trial. Are you starting to get an idea of what I mean when I say there's nothing more dangerous happening in the United States of America than the FBI turning its guns on Americans? Are you starting to realize it yet? And after the federal judge stopped those texts, emails, stopped those communications from being shown to the jury, of course, the jury ends up with a conviction. But wait, there's actually one gigantic bow to put on this story. Headline from today. Headline: feds say life in prison is sufficient for Whitmer kidnap plotter, accusing him, and I'm not making this up, of trying to, quote, light the fire of a second revolution. They pulled some 39-year-old loser out of the basement of a vacuum repair shop with mental issues, and they organized and planned an assassination attempt with him. They then used their friendly federal judge to make sure the jury couldn't find out they planned and organized the entire thing. And now they're going to take this poor sap and they're going to throw him in maximum security prison for the rest of his life. I want you to understand something. I want you to understand the reason I talk about the FBI, the administrative state in general, because CIA is involved in all this too, DHS, all of them. The reason I spend so much time on this show talking about that is because unless that situation gets fixed, the United States of America is over. I talk about it endlessly because I read the same history books you probably read, and over and over and over and over and over again throughout the history of the world, you see state police forces being the enforcement arm of an evil, corrupt regime, and state police forces committing acts of evil. You remember that story we told one time about the cannibal island in the Soviet Union? I'm not going to go into the whole story, but I'll just a couple quick things, and I just want to remind you what state police do. If you were in the Soviet Union, you had to have your papers on you at all times. It's an old joke. Papers, please. Papers this, papers that. You always need your papers on you. Well, what are papers? They're showing who you are, where you have a right to be. And I mean at all times. So let's say, and this is a true story, this happened to people. Let's say you're having a little get-together on a Friday night. This Friday, you're hanging out at your house. A couple neighbors coming over, a couple beers. Maybe you're going to play a board game, do something. Who knows? And let's say, hey, man, you know what we really need right now? Triscuits. Triscuits and cheese. What, Chris? That's a fantastic snack. Triscuits. We need some Triscuits and cheese. And you say, hey, guys, you know what? Store's 10 minutes away. Hang out. I'll be right back. I'm going to run down to the store, grab us some Triscuits and cheese. So you boogie on out of the house, cruise down to the gas station. You go in the gas station, grab your Triscuits, grab your cheese. And right then, a state police officer comes in and he walks up to you and he says, papers, please. And you have this moment of panic and you say, oh my gosh, dude, I'm sorry. We were having a couple beers at the neighbors. I don't have my papers. I'm just grabbing Triscuits. I just live right there. I'm just a mile away. I live right down the street. And he grabs you and he throws you in handcuffs and he throws you in the back of a truck. And then you eventually find yourself on a train heading to a gulag. And then eventually you find yourself on an island full of cannibals where you're eating each other and being shot randomly for fun by the guards. That's what having a state police agency that is evil, that's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. And we're going there, and we're going there rapidly in the United States of America. And still the line I hear over and over and over and over again from the low-T GOP, I continue to hear about the great men and women at the FBI. The FBI will end the United States of America if it is not brought to heel. And right now, no one's even trying to bring it to heel. I'm moving on because this is ugly. We're going to do some emails, talk Bill Gates stuff. Just remember what I said. Remember our friend, our FBI special agent, the hero who did quit, became a whistleblower? And he said he was pulled off of child predator cases to focus on January 6th. How many terrorists are out there now? How many violent people? How many child predators now roam the streets because the FBI is worried about the Facebook memes you share with friends? Every FBI field office is currently focused on January 6th while violent criminals flood our streets. You have a hero gun in your hands yet? You know the streets are only getting more dangerous, right? Does your daughter, that daughter you sent away from home, does she have a hero gun or a hero arrow? Arrow's a little smaller, but fits in her purse a little better. Non-lethal. So, Dad, I don't like guns. Fine, honey. It's not a gun, honey. It's non-lethal. Shoots pepper balls or pepper gel, depending on which one you buy. It'll stop an evil person from hurting the person you love. Go to hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount. You don't need a concealed carry permit, anything like that. Hero2020.com. There's your stocking stuffer this year. State restrictions may apply. Hang on.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
What a field day. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Oh, man. Bill Gates news, Fauci news, all kinds of stuff. Kids are getting sick this year. And should you be kicked out of first class if you have a baby? I'm not making this up. All that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's get to some emails. Remember, you can email whatever you want. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All that gets emailed to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. All right. Good morning, Dr. Jesse. I wanted to write in and let you know that I play your podcasts the day after as part of my homeschool program, current events and politics for my daughter. It's been nothing short of amazing, so I wanted to say thank you. When I was a kid, my dad and mom did the same thing for us, but back then it was Rush and Glenn Beck. Raising one anti-communist with another anti-communist on the way. That is freaking cool. Dear Hobbit enthusiast. Hobbit enthusiast? Why am I a Hobbit enthusiast, Chris? What did I miss? Those are good movies. They're good. I'll tell you what. Yes, they are good movies, Chris. You've never even seen them. All you watch are stupid comedies. What, Michael? Oh, because everyone looks like a Hobbit to me. That is fair. You know what's crazy about being 6'8"? Is when I see other tall people, even if they're not 6'8", like if I'll see some guy 6'4", 6'5", I look at him and I say, man, that guy's tall. I don't know why. And then it occurs to me, that's how everyone feels. Everyone feels when they look at me. They say, wow, look at that wildly handsome tall guy, Chris, is what they say. Anyway, quit. I haven't seen you on Tucker since the Afghanistan debacle. Did your sitting on Chinese skulls comment offend Fox News? I'm still friends with Tucker. Like we text and stuff, but I'm almost positive I've been banned. I've been banned from Fox News. I don't care. I don't work for Fox News. Doesn't do anything for me. Look, you can make of that what you will. I used to get invited by several shows, three or four shows would constantly invite me on. We said no more than we said yes, just because I don't feel like doing it. There's only so much in the tank. I like to put it all in a 3-hour show for the Jesse Kelly Show. And then I have my TV show every night on the first. So I did it whenever it was convenient for me. And I had fun. I enjoyed the time I was on. But all of a sudden, this is how long ago you think? A year, Chris? Probably a year ago. Probably about a year ago. And Chris would have to feel, because all the emails go to Chris. Hey, we love Jesse on. All of a sudden, stop, like the lights went out. And not just one show, every show. So clearly, word came down from on high. that I am banned from yet another cable news. Look, I'm not allowed on CNN. I'm not allowed on HLN. I'm probably kicked off Fox News now. And I don't give a crap. I don't work for any of those people. I work for Premier and I work for the First, and I'm happy doing any of that. Good. Saves me the time and energy. You know what's more fun than going on Fox News? Going home and hanging out with my family. I got home after this, doing the show last night, and I walked in the door, and the wife had gotten a wild hair. She was chilling with my youngest. My oldest was getting some work done. She was chilling with my youngest, and they had decided, hey, I wonder if we have the ingredients for brownies. Let's make brownies. And I walked in the door, and she's sitting there. They're both covered in flour making brownies. What do you think I'd rather do? Go sit in front of a camera and do a Fox News hit who I don't even work for, or go home and watch the wife make brownies with my son? Yeah. So yes, I'm pretty sure I am banned. I'm never going to get confirmation of that because no one wants to put that in writing, right? No one's going to say, hey, word came down that no more Jesse, all right? They're never going to say that. It's just not going to happen because they don't want to look bad. They'd worry I would publicize something like that. But when everyone stops calling at once, you know. Jesse, I'm a longtime listener who just recently started watching the show at night. I was wondering if anyone casually watching TV and happened to notice the man talking had once sold them an RV. Did any old customers reach out and found your new career? P.S. A new friend started recently listening after hearing me speak on some issues, and I recommended your show. He's no longer a commie and listens every day. That's pretty freaking cool. He said, please say our names, Max and Jim. Props to Max and Jim. How about that? Actually, yes, that has happened to me more than once on the radio and TV. Remember, for you new listeners, I didn't come up in the media. I was in construction. I was born in Ohio to a construction family, moved to Montana when I was 10. From there, I joined the Marines. From the Marines, I went back to construction. I mean, when I was a kid, even before I started working construction, I was washing dishes and work washing golf clubs, doing whatever I could do to get by. Eventually, after two failed runs for Congress, I found myself selling RVs in a job I worked. I found the job on Craigslist. That's the truth. I found the job on Craigslist. So because that's what I was doing before I did this, I did have some customers. You build up this database in your phone of customers. And yes, more than once we've had somebody either email into the show or they'll call or text me and they'll say, hey, Jesse, no way. You probably don't remember me. You sold me an RV. One dude's super cool. He lives still in this area, in the Houston area. And he's a Vietnam Green Beret. And he listens to the show, watches the show. So, yeah, how about that? What a small world we have out there, Chris. It's a small world, but it's a dangerous one, too. Do keep in mind, shooting skills, they only come from practice. I mean, you may think there are natural shooters. Oh, he's a natural shooter. Nobody's a natural shooter. You are practiced or you are bad. There's no in between. You must practice with your weapon. The difference between how you shoot and how Delta Force shoots, there's only one difference. Practice. They've practiced a lot more than you have. Practice with your weapon, please. And Mantis X gives you the ability to practice with your weapon in the comfort of your home. It attaches to your weapon and you dry fire practice inside of your home. With feedback, with drills. If you are a proficient shooter, you will get better. If you're a beginner, you will get better. It is the ultimate Christmas gift for the shooter in your life. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. MantisX.com. You are trained or you are not ready. There is not a third direction. Trained or not ready. MantisX.com. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That is one of the great Led Zeppelin songs out there, Chris. For those wondering, that song is called The Levee Breaks. Just a heads up, Led Zeppelin sung a lot more than Stairway to Heaven. And did you know, I've told you this before, Chris, a little trivia tidbit for you. Just look, hey, it's what I do as a journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse. There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
Did you know they got the drums to sound like that in that song? Because they pulled the drums into a stairwell and recorded it in the stairwell. I believe there is video of it out there, Chris. I haven't looked because I'm not a nerd like you. But I think there is video of it out there. And that's how they got the drums to sound so cool. How about that? How about Dr. Fauci coming out here today?
First, I want to ask you, is there a moment of your career that you wish you could do over?
You know, Yasmin, no. And I know there are going to people are going to respond to that who say, well, what does he think? He's perfect. Absolutely. I'm the first to admit I'm far from perfect. But when you say do over, you know, I really can't see something that I would do completely over.
So the people who have authored all this destruction we're seeing now, including medical destruction, remember, we still have a mental health crisis now because of the lockdowns in this country. We have how many people missed crucial cancer screenings now who will die or have died because of the insane lockdowns, the insane response to a virus authored by Dr. Fauci. This is what drives me crazy, is that all the authors of our destruction seems like they're all going to get away with it. All of them. It seems like they're all going to get away with it scot-free. And more than get away with it, they're going to be rewarded for it. I mean, Fauci's, of course, retiring, as I told you he was going to do as soon as the GOP took over the House, just because it's going to save him some oversight headache. So he's going to retire. You understand that he's going to go work for one of the pharmaceutical giants almost undoubtedly and make a fortune in retirement. After authoring so much destruction in this country, Fauci is going to be at some Pfizer board retreat in the at some villa in the mountains of Italy where he flew privately. That's going to be his punishment for authoring all that destruction. It makes me ill. It makes me absolutely ill. Oh, he went on. He said this too.
But my wife, actually, even though she's had two booster shots, was pretty sick this past week. Why is that? Why are some people getting sick and some dying now when they're vaccinated? Yeah.
Well, it's called polymorphism, Walter, which means that our human species has a great degree of variability, probably largely genetically programmed, of the ability or not to respond to different types of infections, the strength of your immune system, the durability of an immune response. It's like a big bell-shaped curve, and it really is. I mean, there are some people who never get...
No, it's not because that thing doesn't work. It's all of a sudden, look, your immune system's different. That's all. It's just your immune system. Don't worry about it. Let's get to some emails. Dear Grand Poobah III, we have news to report from the Communist Northeast. Our school board was set to vote tonight on a trans policy to keep parents in the dark about decisions regarding their children's sexuality. My brother and I attended the meeting with only a few others, and a large forum was held. The policy vote has been suspended indefinitely. It's a small win, and we are in the process of recalling two of the board members. The fight isn't over, but these people hate us, and I couldn't be happier. Keep encouraging the legal and local strategy. It works. Ryan is his name. Listen to me. Legal and local. Legal and local. You know what you get out of Washington, D.C.? This is what you get out of Washington, D.C.
First, let me just say that...
As you listen to that sound of this guy's voice, keep in mind, this is who you're banking on if you're banking on D.C. This is who you're banking on to stop the communists.
Anyone seeking the presidency who thinks that the Constitution could somehow be suspended or not followed, it seems to me, would have a very hard time being sworn in as president of the United States.
We don't even have an anti-communist party in this country. We don't even have one. It doesn't exist, not federally. That's the bad news. The good news is, locally, there are so many wins. Do you have any idea how small the turnout is for all these local elections? and a school board meeting with trying to pass a measure here or a measure there. The turnout, it's incredibly low. You organizing locally with your friends and family and becoming an activist, that's where our wins will be. You running for school board, recalling people from school board, those are wins, and those are attainable wins by you, not by someone else, not by some useless low-T GOPer, by you. Run for your city council. Run for sheriff. Run to be DA. Run for state house, state legislature, county board of supervisor. Oh, Jesse, I'm not qualified. I'm just whatever, fill in the blank. Truck driver, housewife, construction worker, lawyer. I'm not qualified. I'm just a... No, they're not qualified. The people who are there, the vile communist scum currently running it, they're the ones who aren't qualified. You, normal person, you're the most qualified person to sit on your school board. The most qualified person. You, the person who doesn't think your son can become a woman if he chops his penis off, you're the normal person we need sitting on the school boards, defending our culture, defending our country. Washington, D.C. sucks. And I don't care what happened at the midterms. I don't care what happens in 2024, 2026, 2028, 2048. Washington, D.C. is still going to suck, and it's going to suck bad. But you know what doesn't have to suck? Your area. You have more power than you can possibly imagine, especially because of smartphones and social media, especially because of that. The power is right there. It's right there in your hands. Get on social media and organize. Hey, when's the meeting? Anyone know where the meeting is? Start sharing things. Okay, who's going down? Who's going to speak? Meet up for a beer beforehand. You know what? Actually, I take that back. Meet up beforehand and come up with a plan. Meet for a beer afterwards. I don't need the Jesse Kelly Show fans getting rowdy in the school board meetings. But go. You might even find that you enjoy it. You heard what this guy said? These people hate us, and I couldn't be happier. That's how you know you're a firm anti-communist, when you find society's demons and you make sure they hate your guts and you love it. You have any idea how much I love, how much the communists despise me? Corporate will give us a heads up that we're never in trouble, but corporate, the suits will give us a heads up. Yeah, a bunch more hate mail when you said this. Bunch more hate mail when you said that. Yeah, all these people want us fired. Bunch more hate mail. You have any idea how big the smile I get is on my face when I hear about that? I love it. Learn to love it. Learn to enjoy the hatred of your enemies. That is the way forward. All right. Learn to love shrimp. Learn to love shrimp that is delivered to your front door. Not the shrimp you've been buying in your grocery store. I'm not judging you because I had no idea this was the case either. Did you know that 95% of the shrimp in this country is from overseas? Doesn't that suck? We have the wonderful Gulf right there, and 95% of the shrimp is from overseas, and most of it from garbage communist countries, enemies of ours. I've been funding communism when I go to the grocery store and get a pound of shrimp to do a shrimp steamer or something like that. I didn't even know. Not anymore. Biloxi shrimp, their shrimp comes right out of the Mississippi Gulf. American shrimp boats, American jobs. And because it's right out of the Mississippi Gulf, it's the freshest shrimp you can have. It's delivered to your front door. They have all kinds of bundles and options depending, whatever your budget is. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off the whole order. BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse, all right? All right. I have a personal story someone has requested, one I haven't told in a really long time, and we have to have yet another discussion about Mr. Bill Gates. Where in the world did this freaking guy come from, and why does he seem to have his fingers in every evil pie on the planet? We'll get to that. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, just out here every single day.
We're changing people's lives.
If you want to email the show, you can. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and leave a review talking about how handsome I am. All right? All right. Now, someone wants a personal story of mine, and I'm going to get to that in a moment. I'm going to do two things first. One, I'm going to do a public service. Then we're going to discuss Bill Gates. And then we're going to give, I'm going to tell this personal story that I haven't told in a long time. First, public service. There are three things you never shortchange yourself on ever. We've talked about this before. One, your tires. You don't think about that. I mean, you think about your car, your truck, whatever you have, but your tires are the difference between life and death. You, your family, other families on the road, don't ever shortchange yourself on tires. Two, bedding. You spend one third of your life in bed. Buy good bedding. And three, your footwear. Anything that goes on your feet, socks and shoes. Did you know, get this, this is a cool little story. Well, it's actually awful, but it's still cool. The Russian Spetsnaz, it's the Russian Special Forces. Did you know that they, if they're parachuting behind enemy lines or something like that, and someone breaks an arm or something, okay, whatever, they try to hold them together, and they'll go on with the mission with that guy. But do you know that it's just part of their doctrine that if someone breaks a leg, they will shoot him right there and just bury him right there? Because your feet, your legs, they're everything. You just can't move without, you're not functional without them. They're everything. Take care of your feet. My pillow, my slippers, they're glorious. They're glorious. You wear them inside and out. They have this hard sole on the bottom, and they have all this layer technology. My knees don't. I can walk around all day long on hard floors. My knees feel good. My back feels good. Inside and out. Got to take the trash out. Run around out back with the kids. My slippers. And right now, they're $90 off. $90 per pair. MyPillow.com. Promo code Jesse saves you $90 on a pair of my slippers. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code Jesse. All right? $49.98 a pair for the best slippers out there? MyPillow.com. Promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. There's my public service. Now let's go to Bill Gates. We've talked extensively on this show about Bill Gates. About Bill Gates doing a lot of things that are a bit unsettling. In fact, it almost seems like Bill Gates is committed to evil. And I bring this up for this reason. Bill Gates is buying up huge quantities of American farmland, and Bill Gates doesn't believe in cattle. So he's buying up farmland so it can't be used for our food? Okay, that's bad. All right, that's certainly bad. What else is Bill Gates doing? Bill Gates was knee-deep involved in the vaccine push. Very interesting. Bill Gates is knee-deep involved in something we've talked about a lot on this show. He's knee-deep involved in the, let's put it this way. There's an article, I believe it's in Variety magazine, where Melinda Gates, I don't know what her last name is now, it's his ex-wife, Melinda Gates, she's the one, she said in the article that his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein is a big problem for her. Okay, so look, I'll leave that alone. We don't need to go into that. And then you have to take into account, which is weird because he was also a big vaccine pusher, you have to take into account that Bill Gates has said repeatedly that we have too many people on the planet. How many times have we played that clip for you where Bill Gates is giving a presentation, very college professor-like, extremely college professor-like. He's standing in front of a room full of people, and he's giving a presentation, and he's explaining to these people that the carbon, the air you're breathing out right now, that it is actually poison ending that will end the earth. And he has explained over and over and over again that we have to get the carbon numbers to zero. That is such a weird thing to say, because I don't understand how can we get the carbon numbers to zero when human beings are carbon, human beings breathe carbon, and yet we want the numbers to zero. Chris, could you play that for me?
It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has 4 factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back to my high school algebra.
Listen to them laugh. Listen to ha ha ha. It's kind of funny. We're talking about genocide. Ha ha ha. And then I see this headline. Bill Gates sends $7 billion to Africa that will promote abortion as population control. This is for Life News. $7 billion sent to a poor continent that's been through hell to make sure all those African ladies know if you just kill that thing, the world would be better off. Man, I don't know. Michael, you don't have to duck when you come in the studio to hand me an article. You can just walk in the studio and hand the article, Michael. You're low crawling in and out of the studio, please. Anyway, $7 billion. So the guy who believes we have billions too many people on the planet, that number has to be reduced. He is the guy trying to sell you vaccines. He's the guy who had associations with Jeffrey Epstein that were too much for his wife to handle, whatever those associations were. He's the guy buying up farmland en masse to make sure it cannot be farmed. Are you aware yet that we have modern-day supervillains here? When you talk about the evil people of history, there's obviously a long list of names, depending on what you consider to be evil. But, I mean, on everyone's list is what? Who? Hitler's on everyone's list. I would say Mao's on everyone's list. But remember, Barack Obama, famously, one of his staffers, had a Mao decoration on the White House Christmas tree. But Stalin's usually on people's list. They acknowledge, okay, probably not the best guy in the world. But you do understand that we have people living today, very, very, very powerful, very influential people living today who are just as evil and just as murderous. And maybe you're tempted to say, Jesse, that's crazy. There are guys today, at least they think they're doing it for good, for the best. So did Mao. Stalin thought the same thing. That's for the best. The greater good, of course. Keep in mind, villains are real. All right, I have a personal story after I wrap this up here real quick. And then, flying first class. Should babies be allowed? Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.